General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa proudly bring you the drama, the danger, the thrills, and the facts when the long arm of the law travels in squad cars. The story you're about to hear is true. Details are supplied from the official case files by the South African police. Only names and places have been changed to protect innocent people involved.
Northcliff, Johannesburg, May the 21st, 11:15 p.m. Fluorescent lights cast a dazzling white glare over a service station which nestles in a cutting not far from the busy highway. Inside the station, the manager is balancing his accounts and looking forward to a good night's sleep. It's been a long day, and as he counts the takings, he is unaware of the large green sedan parked opposite the station.
What's he doing now? Stroking a cat. Don't put me off.
I'm not. If you lean over, you can see. He's giving it milk now. See?
Yes. We'd better move before he puts that money away.
I don't like those lights. Ultraviolet doesn't do much for me. Makes me look all blue.
We're both going to look blue if we're dead. What if he keeps a gun in there?
Don't invent obstacles, my old buddy. It's going to be very smooth and easy.
What is it now?
Just thinking. The look on his face when he sees the mask. He'd probably die of fright.
There goes the big light.
Right. That's just dark enough. Now let's move before he turns off the others. Masks?
Right.
It's an improvement, I must say. You should wear it all the time.
Ha, ha, ha.
Right. Funny's over. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Tomorrow's cars are here today from Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Constantia. Quality inside and out. From an engine with superior power to a stunningly beautiful new shape to interior comforts worthy of a man at the top. Constantia represents so much advanced thinking that you have to drive it to believe it. The big, new, majestic Chevrolet Commando station wagon. Big in comfort, in spaciousness, in styling, in engineering. Let the new Commando take you places smoothly. The features that put the all-new Chevrolet Constantia and Commando wagon so far ahead of their time could go on and on. So why not experience the feel of tomorrow, today, at your Chevrolet dealer?
Northcliff, Johannesburg, 11:17 p.m. Martin Collins, manager of the Restawhile service station, strokes the small gray kitten at his side and thinks of the bed waiting for him at home. The kitten responds affectionately, and the night seems peaceful.
What's the matter, Moggy? Don't you want to stay here all by yourself, eh? Don't worry. I'll be here tomorrow morning. Time to give you your breakfast. Who are you?
Santa Claus and his jolly old elf. Put your eyes back in their sockets, Pops. We just want your money, that's all.
What, don't hurt me, please. I'm an old man.
Just turn your face to the wall, Pops, now.
All right, but don't hurt me. You could take the money, but don't hurt me.
Turn around like a nice old man. That's the way. All right, Mike, bring the money over here. Now you see it. Now you don't.
Teddy, let's get out of here.
Farewell. Happy dreams.
Quiet, Molly, quiet. Hello, police.
Martin Collins telephones the flying squad and then hugs the small kitten to his chest for comfort. In a matter of minutes, minutes, a squad car is on the scene, and Martin is soon telling his story to two policemen.
Easy does it, sir. You've had a nasty experience. Yes, just sir. Tell us about it in your own time.
I'm gabbling at the moment. I know, but oh, it was terrible. They was wearing masks.
Masks? Stockings or something?
No. Terrible masks. One was a Santa Claus and the other was... I don't know. Oh,
that's all right, sir. Just tell us what you care.
A Santa Claus mask? Oh, that sounds pretty macabre. Can you remember anything they said, sir?
Only one of them spoke. He seemed fairly intelligent and well-spoken.
As he took your money. Oh, well, a bit of class coming into the criminal world, Constable.
I doubt it, Sergeant.
I don't really know. He didn't really say much at all. I can't be sure.
Of course, sir. Did he have a young voice? Can you remember that much?
Oh, yes, he did. And they were both carrying clubs.
It sounds like a couple of teenagers, Sergeant.
I'd say so, Constable. I can't see professional criminals wearing fancy dress masks. Oh, hello,
little fellow. What's your name, then?
His name's Moggy.
Hey, he looks as though he's used up 8 of his 9 lives, Mr. Collins.
We both have, Constable.
Sergeant Matthews and Constable Rutt drive the dazed Mr. Collins home and then set off on their rounds once again. The highway is a maze of glittering lights as they drive towards the center of Johannesburg.
He was really shaken up, Constable.
I don't blame him. The idea of that Santa Claus mask has a touch of humor to it. These aren't the usual run of criminals, Sergeant.
Did you see the report on that robbery in Hout a couple of weeks back?
No, Sergeant. What was that all about?
A petrol station.
Same sort of thing as tonight?
Almost exactly. 2 men armed with clubs and...
wearing masks?
No. People wigs.
You must be joking, Sergeant.
I've never been more serious in my life, Constable. 2 men with stockings pulled over their faces and wearing beetle wigs.
Oh, that's what I call a modus operandi.
If you ask me, it's a couple of kids doing it for some weird form of kicks.
And profit.
Of course. Well, they're out of their minds if they think they can get away with it. If they try it again, someone's bound to spot them.
I wonder if they're going to try it again.
Well, if they do, we can offer them 2 tickets to the policeman's ball.
I might have known. Hang about. What have you been up to now?
Mike and I have just been out on a giggle. Honestly, Tracy, you should have seen this bloke's face when...
Look, I'll get you a drink and you quieten down. Then you can tell me all about it, okay?
Okay.
What was it? Another service station?
Yeah. This time it was worth 320 rand.
Michael, did he enjoy himself this time?
He was a little bit po-faced about it all.
It takes a lot to light a fire under young Michael.
Underdeveloped sense of humor, that's all. Thanks.
Cheers. Some more giggles.
Yeah. Well, that'll be Mike now.
Close him.
It's all right, Michael. Gang's all here. Go on, man. Now answer the door.
Hi.
Get rid of the car?
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Mike, relax. You look like you lost 2 bob and found 6.
Oh, no, I'm all right. It's just that the last time was fun. Tonight.
Yes, tonight.
Well, that old man was really scared. He thought we were going to kill him.
Oh, don't talk rubbish, Michael. We were probably the most exciting things he's ever seen. He'll be telling his grandchildren all about us.
Have you got anything else up your sleeve, Jane?
I have an idea, yeah.
What's it going to be this time?
It's very much in embryo at the moment, but it should be fun.
I don't think Michael was very much impressed with tonight's episode.
No, I'm all right. It's just that this sort of thing is new to me.
It's new to us all. That's what makes it so exciting.
If Terry has a nice idea, are you in?
Of course.
Good boy, Michael. Shall we all sit down and have a production conference?
It's approaching 1 o'clock in the morning at Hillbrow Police Station when Lieutenant Horrocks summons Sergeant Matthews to his office.
Sit down, Sergeant. I'm sorry to drag you in here when you're about to go off duty, but I have a couple of facts that might interest you concerning the Northcliffe robbery.
Yes, sir?
At 9:30 p.m., a green Anaconda sedan was stolen in the suburb of Northcliffe. Now, your report says that the robbery took place at 11:20.
That's right, sir.
The car has just been reported abandoned in Berea.
Ah. Well, I'd say there was definitely a connection, sir.
When the service station robbery occurred at Houghton, the pattern was exactly the same. The car was stolen on the same night.
And abandoned, sir.
Yeah, that's right, Sergeant. If the crimes are connected, it's very messy. Stealing a car in the suburb where they're about to commit a robbery. Very amateur.
And the masks, too, sir. I'd say these boys are definitely new to the game.
It doesn't make them any the less dangerous, Sergeant. There's been no violence so far, but if they try it again, it might get very nasty indeed.
I only wish that people would take more precautions with their personal safety, sir. It makes our job very difficult.
That's why we're here, Sergeant. Because they don't.
It's 2:20 a.m. on the morning of the 22nd, and the two policemen decide to bring the long night to an end and continue investigations when they report back on duty the next day. However, in another part of the city, two youths and a girl are very much awake.
I've got to admit, it sounds very interesting.
What do you think, Mike?
Yes, it sounds all right.
It sounds all right. You really are a ball of enthusiasm, aren't you?
I'm sorry, Terry. I didn't think that...
Leave him alone, Terry. Don't worry, Mike. Putting you down just makes him feel superior. It provides him with ego fodder.
Actually, I think it's about time that you left us, Mike.
What?
I want to have a chat with Tracy. Run along and get some sleep. And we'll meet up tomorrow night, okay?
All right. Good night, Tracy.
Aren't you going to say good night to me?
Good night.
You mustn't go upsetting him like that. He's not a very bright lad.
Painfully obvious. I really don't know why I'm keeping him around.
Because he does your bidding like a faithful puppy. You must have something servile around you all the time. Only don't try those tricks with me. I bite.
I know, I know. Well, whatever you feel about me, life's certainly not dull when I'm around, right?
I'll give you that, Terry. You really know how to mix things up.
You are sure that you want to come with us tomorrow night?
Of course, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
This should be the best one yet. I can hardly wait.
You really enjoy being a super Moriarty, don't you?
Everything else is dull, my love. Except you.
Thank you, kind sir. Just do me one favor.
Ask and you shall receive.
Tomorrow night. No violence, please.
Tracy, we don't hurt people. Just shake them up a little.
Well, make sure you keep it that way.
It's all going to be as smooth as silk. And highly entertaining.
Nice of you to join us, Michael.
Huh? Dad? Look, I'm sorry I'm late.
Late? It's after 3 o'clock. Your mother and I have been worried sick. Where the devil have you been?
Just out with some of the lads.
Did you have anything to drink?
Well, we had a few.
How many is a few?
Oh, Dad,
now,
please.
Now, listen to me. A young fellow can get into a lot of trouble in this fair city of ours. Your mother and I think it's about time you pull yourself into line. If there's any more of this 3 o'clock in the morning nonsense, I'm going to start being really tough with you. Do you understand?
Yes, Dad.
Right, I'll get up to bed. Pronto.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you're up for work at 8.
May the 22nd, 3:20 a.m. For the night staff at Hillbrow Police Station, the day's work carries relentlessly on. Accident reports, an assault in Hillbrow, and endless cups of hot coffee. Constable Harris is about to take his third cup of the night when the telephone rings.
Hillbrow Police Station. Could I have your name and address, please, sir?
It is tomorrow night. Service station. Corner of Marine Drive and 3rd Avenue West East.
Hello? Hello?
Tomorrow's cars are here today from Chevrolet. The all-new Chevrolet Constantia. Quality inside and out. from an engine with superior power to a stunningly beautiful new shape to interior comforts worthy of a man at the top. Constantia represents so much advanced thinking that you have to drive it to believe it. The big, new, majestic Chevrolet Commando station wagon. Big in comfort, in spaciousness, in styling, in engineering. Let the new Commando take you places smoothly. The features that put the all-new Chevrolet Constantia and Commando wagon so far ahead of their time could go on and on. So why not experience the feel of tomorrow, today, at your Chevrolet dealer?
West Dean, Johannesburg, May the 22nd, 4:45 p.m. On the corner of Marine Drive and 3rd Avenue, a police car idles into a service station. The occupants are Sergeant Ed Matthews and Constable Eric Root.
Hey, what can I do for you, Sergeant?
I'm Sergeant Matthews, and this is Constable Root.
How do you do?
Hello.
We have reason to believe, sir, that you're the intended victim of a robbery.
How do you come to know this?
Well, a phone call came through to the Hillbrow police station early this morning. The caller indicated that your station is to be robbed tonight.
Who made this call?
I'm afraid I don't know, sir. He wouldn't give his name. He just informed us of the bare facts. He didn't even specify the time.
Sounds like a prankster to me.
Yes. Well, I'd like to believe that myself, sir. But two service stations have been robbed recently, and we strongly suspect that yours is the third on their list.
Well, what do you suggest I do?
When do you close down for the night, sir?
Oh, about 11:30. We don't get very busy here at night.
I see. And you're the last to leave.
Aye, that's right.
Would you object if I stood in for you tonight, sir?
As a sort of a decoy?
In a manner of speaking, yes, sir.
I've no objection to that at all. In fact, it'll make me feel a lot safer.
Good. This is what we intend to do. I take it that you balance the books at the end of the day.
Aye, I do.
Well, I shall be dressed in your uniform doing exactly that. With me, I shall have a small transistor radio, which will keep me in contact with Constable Root here.
I'll be parked just around the corner, sir. So if Sergeant Matthews needs assistance, I can be here in a couple of seconds.
Did you fellows work this out just now?
We did give it just a little bit of thought back at the station, sir.
I was wondering. You seem to have this sort of thing down to a fine art.
Well, we'll have to see how it works in practice tonight.
Well, if I can be of any assistance at all, please let me know.
Well, if you could hand over to me at about 5 o'clock and for safety send your bun to assistant's home, you can wait in one of the back storerooms.
It'll be a pleasure, Sergeant. I wish you lots of luck.
Thank you, sir.
What time, Terry?
Just about 7:30.
Where the devil is Mike?
Trying to tear himself away from his mother's apron strings, I should think. His parents are quite tyrannical.
Hello. Oh, hello, Mike. Yes, he's here. Just a moment. Mike wants to talk to you.
Does he now? Yes, what is it? I see. No, don't worry. It'll be all right. Yes, I'm sure. Bye.
What's all that about?
Michael says he can't come tonight because his parents won't let him.
I don't believe it.
I do. On second thoughts, I don't really want him along anyway. He's apt to frighten easily.
I can't help seeing that you're a little bit too glib about this whole business.
What do you mean?
Well, your ideas are exciting, but a bit slipshod. I don't like stealing a car for a start. How do you know the station manager will be alone?
Well, don't tell me I got another Michael on my hands. Look, believe me, there is absolutely nothing to be worried about. If it looks just the least bit dodgy, we'll simply turn around and go quietly home.
You want to go through with it, then? Even without Michael?
Of course. I think it'll be better that way. You can wait in the car and I'll do the job alone. How's that sound?
You don't lack any confidence, do you?
No, ma'am.
Maybe that's why I'm so crazy about you.
Let's go and find ourselves a car.
Calling Constable Root. Come in, please. Over.
Constable Root, read you, Sergeant. Anything turned up yet? Over.
So far, I've sold 6 gallons of petrol and 2 bottles of window cleaner. How's it look from your side? Over.
Well, very quiet. No sign of anything suspicious. Over.
Well, keep your eyes peeled. I'll check with you in 30 minutes. Over and out.
I wonder what our friends will be dressed up as tonight. It wouldn't surprise me if they attack only when the moon is full.
Sergeant Matthews relaxes into a chair and proceeds to lose his thoughts in a favorite magazine. The only thing to do now is wait. Wait for two thieves in grotesque masks. At Hillbrow Police Station, Lieutenant Horrocks is filling out a report when his concentration is disturbed by a knock on the door.
Come in. Yes? Can I help you in any way?
I'd like to talk to you for a bit. Can I sit down?
But of course. Take that seat there.
Thank you.
Now, what can I do for you?
I want to report a robbery.
I see. Have you seen the sergeant at the desk?
Yes, I have. But I wanted to talk to someone in private.
It wouldn't have anything to do with robbing service stations, would it?
Yes. Yes. You see, I didn't know what to do. I was getting in so deep. I was scared. So
you made an anonymous phone call to the station, right?
Yes. Yes, that's right. My head's been going round and round. Finally, I forced myself to come and see you.
The lieutenant takes a statement from the youth and radios Sergeant Matthews, telling him of the new development in the case. At 10:30 p.m., a blue sedan stops some 80 meters from the garage in West Dean.
That's funny. There's nobody about at all.
I told you this place closes early.
Only one light on, in the small office, see?
Yeah. He's counting the chips by the look of it.
What's that?
What does it look like?
Terry! You promised me there wouldn't be any violence.
I didn't promise you anything.
Terry, please don't take a gun yet.
Just keep quiet, Tracy. Let me do this my way.
I don't like your way. Somebody might be killed. It could even be you. Did you stop to think about that?
For the last time, nobody is going to get hurt. Especially yours truly.
Terry, let's go home.
Tracy, for Pete's sake, shut up. I'm going to do it now. You just sit tight and start the engine as soon as I go in. I'll wave to you from the office. When you see me do that, run the car up to the drive and I'll get in, okay?
Okay.
And be prepared to go like that devil. What's the matter now?
I was just thinking. It doesn't feel like fun. Not now.
Do you read me, Constable? Over.
Yes, Sergeant. What instructions? Over.
He's just getting out of the car now. I can't see whether he's wearing a mask or not. Now, just turn your lights on low beam and ease around the corner as I instruct you. Do you read me? Over.
Yes, Sergeant. Over.
Start moving now. Yes, yes, you'll see him as you turn. When he's with me, just ease up to the car and grab the driver. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, he stopped. Blast! He spotted you. Close in. Quickly, close in.
That's it, Constable. Sit on his tail till we get him out into the open. Then we can head him off.
I'm sorry, Sergeant. I shouldn't have let him spot me at the station.
Now, don't worry about that now, Constable. You're not hit. That's the main thing.
That girl can drive, Sergeant.
So can you. Now, just keep breathing down her neck.
Yeah, it looks as though they're heading for the dam.
Yeah, well, we should be able to get them there. Just stay with them.
They're sticking to us like glue. Can't you go any faster?
I can't. We'll crash if I do.
Move!
Terry! My girl!
What do you think you're doing? Keep your eyes on the road. Tracy, look out! Tracy. Tracy.
Hey, girl, Constable. I'll get after him.
Constable Wirt rushes to the assistance of the girl and promptly sends out a call for an ambulance, while Sergeant Matthews gives chase to the dark figure fleeing into the night. The fugitive scrambles over a hill and takes refuge in a stormwater drain just by the dam.
Don't come any further. I've got a gun.
I know you have, Jerry.
How do you know my name?
I know a lot about you, Jerry. Your friend has given himself up. If I were you, I'd follow his example.
Don't try and sweet-talk me.
I just want to talk truth to you, that's all.
Don't talk at all. Just get out of here.
Well, I can get out, Jerry. But there are others who will come and find you, wherever you are. There's nowhere to run to.
Don't try and talk, the ambulance will be here in a minute.
Is Terry dead?
No, he's not. He's all right, and you'll be all right if you don't try and talk.
Constable.
Over here, sir.
How's the girl?
Well, she's knocked about, but I think she'll live.
Where's the boy?
He went over the hill. The sergeant's gone to get him.
I came as soon as I got your message. From the sound of it, you had a pretty rough time.
Well, it's been quite a night, sir.
Well, I hope that Sergeant Matthews managed to...
You were saying, sir?
Yes. Look up on the hill, Constable.
Sergeant Matthews.
And he's got the boy with him.
Good evening, sir.
Sergeant.
Constable, take the boy into the car, would you?
Terry. Is she all right?
She's going to be. No thanks to you.
I didn't mean to hurt her.
Get him into the car, Constable.
Right, sir.
Where did you nail him?
In a storm rain, sir.
Did you have to draw your gun? I understand he was armed.
No. I had to do it the hard way and talk him out of there. I had no choice, sir. My revolver was jammed.
An all-new car has arrived that's miles ahead of its time. In styling, comfort, luxury, and engineering. A car out of tomorrow, the Chevrolet Constantia. Constantia has extra power for the times you need it. A unique front chassis to isolate you from sound. A supremely smooth ride. A stunning new shape. Incredible interior comforts. Want tomorrow's quality motoring today? Experience a Chevrolet Constantia at your Chevrolet dealer now.
At their subsequent trial, the magistrate found Tracy Newman and Michael Cutts guilty of housebreaking and theft. Taking into account Tracy Newman's lack of complicity in the case and Michael Cutts' ultimate decision to turn himself over to the police and aid them in their investigations, they were each sentenced to 4 and 6 years respectively. These sentences were suspended by 3 and 5 years each. Terry Williams was found guilty of carrying an unlicensed firearm, 2 charges of theft, and 1 of attempted theft. He was also found guilty of attempted murder. He was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment.
They prowl the empty streets at night, waiting, in fast cars, on foot, living with crime and violence. These men are on duty 24 hours out of every 24. They face dangers at every turn, expecting nothing less. They protect the people of South Africa. These are the men of squad cars. Listen again next Friday evening to another authentic story in our dramatic South African police series, Squad Cars, brought to you by General Motors, makers of the biggest and most exciting range of motor vehicles in South Africa. Chevrolet DeVille, Chevrolet Constantia, Chevrolet Commando, Chevrolet Firenza, Chevrolet LUV pickup, Chevrolet El Camino, Chevrolet commercial vehicles, Ranger 2500, Opel Manta, Opel Kadett, Bedford trucks and commercial vehicles. Squad Cars is produced for General Motors by Colin Fish and directed by David Gooden.